441. Let's sing it.
Lifted me when no one else could help. Jesus.
321. Set us into a higher plane of your glory. Dear Lord, it gets better all the time. The path shines brighter, more and more. Lord, our desire, our hunger is more. More, more and more, more of your fullness. Thank you, Lord. We open our hearts today to receive all you have. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, to your glory. to sing that also.
15.
Good. It's number 15 in the white book. Number 15.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
press in, dear Lord. Hallelujah, all that you have purchased, O Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we thank thee, O Lord. We praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, amen, Lord. We turn, O Lord, to thee. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. That's your prayer and desire this morning. As we were singing about that all through the meeting, these different songs, I was reminded of a time a few years ago when I was counselor down in the village. So many years ago. And we were having our altar service, and there was a young man that was playing the piano in those years for us. I don't remember if he was a counselor, a junior counselor, if he was in Nonantum, I'm not even sure. And some of you know John Collis, that's who it was. And we were he was playing the piano, and the Lord was really pouring out his spirit, as is prone to happen here at camp. And the Lord was working in the boys and blessing the boys. And we sang then a little chorus that you all know, "Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench the thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole." And I remember when we were singing that, I went over behind John, and I just was praying with him and asking the Lord to do that, to fill his cup, to give him more, more, more. And I remember a little while after that, I heard him at the piano, not singing, but praying, or he said something, and this is what he said. "Lord, I don't think I can take any more. Lord, I don't think I can take any more." And he meant that in the best possible sense of the word. The Lord had come to him and was coming to him and pouring out his spirit that day. And he got to the place, I guess, where he said, "Lord, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Lord, I can't take any more. I can't take any more." And so I thought a good prayer to pray, if you have to pray that one, is, "Lord, enlarge my capacity. Then I can take more." And, you know, if I have a thimble, it doesn't take a whole lot, but if I have a 5-gallon pail, that's better. And maybe you've been at camp and you think, "Well, the Lord's done a lot for me and it's coming up at the top," and that's good. And I don't know how much more, in the good sense of the word, I don't know how much more of this I can take. Well, Lord, enlarge all our capacities, that we would have greater usefulness, greater abandonment to you, learn to serve you better, live for you better. Enlarge
our capacity. I think a better way to say that is what we find written in the Bible, where John says, Lord, I have to decrease. If I were to decrease, there'd be more capacity for Jesus. If we were to get out of the way altogether and it would be all Jesus in us, that would be the goal of our lives. Sweet will of God, still fold me closer till I am wholly lost in Thee. And He wants to do that. He wants to eclipse you. We had an eclipse the other day. Did you know that? I thought, well, I heard it was coming. And I thought, well, I remember one year Brother Bob Collis let us all go out. He ended the meeting early. So I thought I'm on good ground, good precedent. Maybe we'll have to end the meeting early so we could all go out and look at the eclipse. So I looked up what time it would be, and then I read, you will not see this eclipse in the northeast. So I figured, well, we better not try to do that because we're not seeing it anyway. But to eclipse you till he passes over you and you're no more. You're just totally obliterated. I don't know, would that be painful? Would that be good? I think it would be. Oh, I have to decrease. I have to get down lower and get out of the way if I possibly can altogether and just let Jesus fill me more and enlarge my capacity. Jesus, do that for us this morning. Lord, in every one of us, no matter who we are, we pray, Lord, that we would, as we read the fullness, all the fullness of God. So, Lord, I don't know the size of our cup. I don't know the capacity that we could contain. But Lord, wherever we're up to and whatever you've been able to do in us, our prayer this morning is that there be an increase of the glory of God, of the presence of God, of the life of God in every one of our lives. And Lord, if that's going to happen, I guess we have to decrease. We have to get out of the way until it's no more I, but Christ that lives in me. Lord, we want to learn that better. We want to follow in the footsteps of those that have gone before us and have shown us the way. And so we pray today again that you'll just teach us. Teach us, Lord. Teach us how to come down lower at your feet, to get out of the way entirely, to humble ourselves. Lord, to recognize that we're not anything, but you are. You're everything. So come in a greater way to all the hunger, the seeking that we've invested so far, Lord. It's all to the end that it might be more of Jesus, filled with your righteousness, filled with Christ and Christ alone. And so thank you, Lord, that you're changing us today. We have that confidence, that faith. Lord, we pray that you, throughout this day, you'll just continue changing us from glory to glory by your Spirit. Amen. Amen. I know we've been singing a lot, but there's another song in my heart that I think maybe we could sing yet, number 88 in the White Book. And that first expression or line is maybe the crux of the whole matter. My stubborn will at last has yielded. Sweet will of God, fold me closer. Number 88.
Yeah.
I think the end of it is, I'll do it all for Jesus. I'll do it all for Jesus. I'll do it all for Jesus. He's done so much for me. Then how does it go? The verse. Bum, 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 bum. 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 That's the verse. But the verse is kind of like cooking, cleaning, washing pots, dusting. It's that kind of stuff. It's not exactly that, but that's basically what it is. Whether I'm playing or running or jumping or singing or in church or out of church or doing the mundane or sweeping or whatever it is, I'll do it all for Jesus. He's done so much for me. And when you do it all for Jesus, that's where the strength comes in. And that's where the joy comes in, even studying. I'm doing it for you, Lord, because I want to be a good student. And if I'm in school, I guess I'm supposed to be a good student. And so I'm going to apply myself and do my best for you. For you, not only for the professor, not only for my parents, but Lord, I'm going to be my best for you at whatever it is that I'm doing. And thank God we can live that way. And also, I'm glad that we can work together. Isn't that a great thing? When we all pull together, how happy we'll be. Your work is my work. And our work is God's work. We used to do that too. When one guy finished, the others would run over there and help him. We did it because we couldn't play basketball without four guys. And so if that pop boy never finished, we didn't have a team. So we made sure that we can get him out of the kitchen as quickly as we can. And then there were those times, unfortunate times, when we were playing basketball and it was, almost to the end, and we were getting close, and it was competitive, and all of a sudden I'd see the car coming down onto the ball field and over to the basketball court, and I'd see somebody get out of it. He'll remain nameless, but get out and say, "Get back in that kitchen. You think those dishes were clean? That silverware was..." And there was another tray or another bunch coming down, and you left before it was all finished. That doesn't happen, I know, anymore these days. It's all done, finished, complete before you leave the kitchen, and it's spotless and as best you can. Well, we work together. And then when Joni, she was, I'm not sure if it's today in the devotional booklet, but Joni said something like, if we try to do it ourselves, we're wasting time. And is that in today's reading? See, the counselors know. You guys don't. You got to read this thing. I'm sure you read it. And is it in today's reading that if we're not serving by the power of the Holy Spirit, we're wasting our time? And every day there are these readings, of course, devotionals, and that one. Let's see. I have it opened up right now. Just happened to, it's the middle page, so it makes it easy. There's no use attempting to do God's work without God's power. Anyone working without the Holy Spirit upon him is losing his time. D.O. Moody said that. Hey, if you want one of these books, these devotionals, they're over there. Sister Svetlana is making them appear to us right now. They're on that table over there, and there are probably some over there too. And so if you don't have one of these, this is what the staff has been reading all summer long. And so you can help yourself to the supply as long as it lasts, and it'll probably outlast us. And so take one along and follow along if you'd like to.